Law enforcement has been investigating Michael Criss's death for months, but the case has been tough from the beginning. First, the Bethel Police Department incorrectly considered his death a suicide. Now they're investigating it as a murder and suspect it was drug-related. According to Bethel PD Sergeant Amy Davis, that might be keeping people quiet, because people just aren't telling the police what they know. In June, Michael Criss's family offered a $25,000 reward for any information about his death. It didn't bring one single call into the department, says Davis. Mike's family members have their own suspicions about what happened. He was a hard-working father who struggled with a heroin addiction. And in the weeks before his murder, his mother, Julie Carter, says he was being threatened. It had something to do with drugs or drug money. She says her daughter overheard a few of the calls.
Priscilla told me something about people threatening him, local people here, like a dealer. We know who that person is.
But for now, all the family can do is check in with the police about the investigation and wait.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Hey, guys.
On Wednesday, Michael Criss's family marked the anniversary of his death with a quiet funeral feast. His mother, Julie, had been cooking for days.
I made a blueberry agouda and redberry, blueberry, and blackberry agouda with salmon berry.
The feast was hosted in the home of Mike's widow, Jackie Criss. She and their four children moved to the home after Michael Criss was shot in front of their old house. They didn't feel safe in their old home anymore. The living room walls in the new place are lined with over a dozen certificates that Mike received through his work at the water utility. The stairwell's lined with pictures.
And then there's Michael.
He was up in Eek. You know, we're all up in Eek, caribou hunting.
There are pictures of Mike in elementary school, pictures of him in front of a palm tree in California, pictures of Mike loading up his truck with his son toddling after him. Michael Criss's murder is still unsolved, but his family is doing whatever they can to make sure he's not forgotten. Julie says her son Mike was the kind of person you called when your pipes froze. He was capable, worked constantly, and was her only son.
The only thing he had was he had a bad habit.
Julie doesn't know exactly when her son started using heroin, but she suspects he got hooked after a spinal injury. She says doctors prescribed heavy pain medication. She and Mike's wife tried to get him help, but couldn't get him into an inpatient treatment program. On the night of January 31st, 2017, after receiving multiple threatening phone calls, Michael Criss told his wife he needed a cigarette. He got up and stepped out of the house. Then his teenage daughter, Angie, heard a gunshot.
I thought it was like a pop outside or something else. When I heard it, I was thinking, like, it better not be my dad. It's like, no, he's in here. But I remember I saw him going downstairs. So that's when I got scared. And I heard my mom saying, Mike, 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 and I got scared.
The family is still struggling to recover. Julie still can't get over the Bethel Police Department's initial determination that her son killed himself. She remembers walking into the police station and insisting he'd been murdered.
And then the officer said, you know, I've been an expert at this for how many years? And this is a, quote, self-inflicted gunshot. So when I left the police station, I just felt like a, you know, how a puppy dog with tails tucked between the leg. You know, you feel humiliated. That's how I felt when I left.
Julie was right and the police were wrong. They know that now. But Julie says her daughter is being threatened now, too. She also struggles with addiction issues and has received some threatening texts.
Do you want to go like your brother? You know, your brother was blah, blah, blah. You want to go the way he went? Those kind of texts.
His mother says the family visits Mike's grave often.
Sometimes me and my family would go up there, we'd hold hands around the grave and we'd pray, God, we want justice. God, we want justice.
According to Bethel PD Sergeant Amy Davis, their investigation is still ongoing and they're following up on a recent lead. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Kotsarilis.